Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has reiterated the government's commitment to place the problem of violence against women and children firmly on the national agenda. In his remarks at the second presidential summit on gender-based violence and femicide, which was held on earlier this month, earlier in November. Well, we wanted to get a little bit more details around this. It is important to have these acts days of activism, but does it really impact on how we think, what our behavior is, and does it do what it needs to do? Shahida Omar, children's advocate, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to everybody, and thank you for this opportunity. I'm great, thank you.
So tell us about, first of all, how did this come about, the days of activism?
So if we recast our mind back to 2018, when in relation to the abuse and violation that women have been subjected to, the extent of femicide, women marched to the union buildings, protesting, demonstrating, and making 24 demands. And in response to that, a summit was then hosted by the president, and an interim steering committee was then developed to address the national strategic plan, where the 24 demands was then addressed. And in March 2019, the president signed a declaration of the summit at the Boysen Sexual Offences Court, which is a flagship court.
Right.
And, of course, the Interim Steering Committee worked on six pillars. Pillar one, which is accountability. Pillar two, prevention. Pillar three, justice. Pillar four, response, care, and support. Pillar five, economic empowerment. And pillar six, research and information. This is all in relation to violence against women and violence against children. An ERAP, an action response, an emergency response action plan, is also worked on, where all government departments and stakeholders have to look at the infrastructure and look at the resources and the demands and the gaps that were there. So just to give you an example, looking at law enforcement, the resources, personnel that needed to be trained, that needed to be deployed, and budgets to be allocated to all government departments and civil society came together and worked on that. And then subsequent to that, the second summit was called up by the president to address the gaps, what has worked, what has not worked, what needs to be done. And the three central themes that emerged were accountability, acceleration and amplification. So accountability to all stakeholders, all role players, holding them accountable for what has been delivered, what has not been delivered, and then acceleration, accelerating what still needs to be done and taking it to the next level. But amplification, looking at best practice models on what has worked, what could be upscaled. So that is a summary of the whole process. But just to also reiterate that in the first summit, children's voices were not heard, children's voices were not included. In the second summit, there was a pre-children summit where children across the country from the different provinces were represented in children who made, their voices heard by addressing concerns, worries, and making resolutions and recommendations presented to the president by the representatives, by the child ambassador. So, in a nutshell, that's where the whole process has been and will be at, and right. Of course, the work continues.
Are you satisfied with the progress that has been made, given, of course, the still very high number of incidents of gender-based violence in South Africa?
Well, yes and no. But, if we look at the process, what I've described previously, there were no pillars. There was no work being done. People were not being held accountable.
Right, there was no structure for it. And now what you're saying is at least...
There was no structure. There is a structure now.
Right.
And, you know, if we look at the domestic violence helpline, the Jingle Command Center, that was not in existence. So there's a facility, a 24-hour facility, but also in terms of the disadvantaged hotspots, the deep rural areas.
That's what I was going to ask, is are we seeing women able to even report this type of violence? Because a lot of the issue is that they're living in dangerous environments.
That was not in existence before. It is in existence now. CBOs have been funded, and more resources are made available, even in the rural areas. So these are things, yes, it's you know, not at the extent, and it hasn't been scaled up to where we want it to be, but it is work in progress. And we know, and we are, of course, concerned about the extent and the incidence and prevalence of women being brutalized and murdered and children being violated. But I do believe that there has been a shift, and that we will make a difference if we work according to the plan and according to the government is held accountable. We certainly will see the difference we want to see.
And the other question, the one that's really been bothering me as well, is we're seeing a tremendous amount of activity and protest in coming out of Iran, where there a regime that is known for its oppression of women, and we've seen, unfortunately, some terrible incidents over the last couple of months. The South African government, at the same time, entertaining Iranian's foreign minister. Is that a concern, in that does it send a very different message to government's policy versus the maybe lip service that they are giving to this?
Indeed, because if we look at the theme for the, you know, this year for 16 days, it's uniting to end violence against women and violence against girls. So it addresses the whole oppression thing. So we are saying something, we are standing for something, and yet when we look at the meta level and looking at things deeper, it's almost a contradiction of the principles we are supposed to be upholding and, of course, implementing on the ground. And that is questionable as well. Because on the one hand, we are not taking a strong stance and standing up for the oppression of women.
Do we know if government has been challenged on this and if they've responded?
I think to a certain degree they have been challenged, but I cannot definitely say that they've addressed it.
Right, because it is a very, very real concern.
And it's a very sensitive issue indeed.
But it does send the wrong message, doesn't it? It says, you know, we've got these 16 days of activism and we're listening and we're talking about it and it's public, but at the same time we're hosting and giving honor to a regime who is the antithesis of everything that we're trying to achieve.
Look at the Istanbul Convention, look at the Beijing Convention, and, you know, as signatories of those processes. It's in contradiction and contravention of the, you know, those conventions as well.
Absolutely, absolutely astounding. Well, just keep doing the amazing work that you are doing, and let's hope that we can slowly chip away at this and make some reasonable progress. Shahida Omar, children's advocate, talking to us about the 16 days of activism.